Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fun-filled episode of Twat Radio. I am your host, Linlin, a.k.a. Will, and today is Thursday, July 13th, 2006. What we're going to be talking about today is access control and authorization using the Apache HTTP web server. Apache is very well known, and everybody knows what Apache is. If you don't know what Apache is, it can be found at httpd.apache.org. Basically, what we're going to be talking about is those little password boxes that everybody's seen them. They're default password boxes that Apache can signal your web browser to pop up, and you can do basic authentication. So let's go ahead and get into that. Now, there's a couple of ways to go about doing this. First, if you have a shared hosting account, like, I don't know, NetFirms or DreamHost or whatever, you're going to need to go ahead and use your htaccess file. It's located usually in the root of your account. If you have write access to the regular Apache configuration file, you can also do it that way, but most people recommend just doing it in the htaccess file, and so everything is just kind of kept separate and secure. It's also a little bit easier to change for that. Alright, so with that said, the prerequisites that you're going to need for this are you need to allow override for the auth config module. Now, this is set up in Apache by default, so you won't really need to worry about that. The first thing that you're going to need to do to begin the process is to create a password file. Now, to create the password file, you're going to use the htpasswd program that comes with Apache. Usually, it'll be located in the bin directory of wherever you installed Apache. Most cases, if you installed it with a package on your Linux distro, it will be in your path also. So to use this, you're just going to type htpasswd-c, then you're going to put in a path to where you want it to store the password file. Usually you want it in /usr/local/apache2 or something like that. Then you're going to put another space, and you're going to put the username. You hit enter, and htpassword will launch, and it will prompt you for your password. You re-enter it, and you enter it in again, and it creates a password file. Now, the password is encrypted inside that password file, but it's still recommended to not put that file anywhere that it's accessible from the web or from the public domain, because it is, I'm sure, very easily crackable. Okay, so now that you have your password file created, you need to going to configure the server to request a password and tell the server which users are allowed access. You can, like I said before, use your httpd.conf file or use an htaccess file. Usually this will be placed inside a directory section. More on this will be in some little show notes I guess I'll write up, but basically I'll run through the commands and you should be able to understand it just by what I'm kinda reading off here. Starting from the top, you're gonna have your directory section. Under that, you're gonna have auth type space basic, auth name, quote, and then a name, and then another quote. Now, what this is it's the realm. Now, if you're near a computer right now, go ahead and punch in a website where you know that has one of these. It'll say a name above the username and password. That's called the realm. Now, this is also used by your web browser to re-authenticate you next time you come back or if you click a link. That way you don't have to enter the password every time you click on something. So the realm is not very important. It's now modern day web browsers, it's basically just cosmetic, but yeah, that's the realm name. Next line would be auth user file space, and you're going to insert the path to the password file that you made with htpassword. You got to remember that whatever user Apache is running as, usually it's running as the nobody user or an HTTPD user, you have to remember that they need to have read access to that file, which in most cases won't be a problem. Next line will be require space user space, then the username that you typed in the first step. Something that's important to note with this is that Apache transmits those passwords in the clear, which is kind of bad because it's just basic authentication, which is used by the mod_auth module. There are other modules available, which are the mod_auth_digest, and if you want to try to use that, instead of the auth type being basic, you're going to use the auth type space capital D digest. Most recent clients, Firefox and Windows, Internet Explorer 6 and 7, and Opera and all those good web browsers are known to support that, but again, it is required client-side in order for the encryption. So to be safe, you're probably, if you're going to want to use encryption, you're going to want to leave a backdoor for yourself and also have a way to authenticate with basic authentication if need be.
Okay, so I barely began to scratch the surface on basically all the kinds of authentication that you can do with Apache. Again, I do kind of want to stress that it is rather insecure, and you're going to want to try to use encryption or secure tunneling where it's possible or where it's mission critical to have security. I wouldn't recommend using this for any kind of extremely mission critical type of thing, trade secrets, top secret, like missile plans or anything like that, but for your typical hiding pictures of your girlfriend or whatever, it will work no problem. I'd also like to add that cPanel, as well as most other hosting panels, have built-in support to add in what they call, in most cases, protected directories. So you can take a look for that if you don't want to go through all of this. And also, I'd like to give you some more information about this. The documentation, which is very easy and to the point, and that Apache has written up, is located at http://httpd.apache.org/docs/2.0/how-to/auth.html. That's it for this episode of TWAT. As I said before, I am Linlin, aka Will. I'd also like to add that if you enjoy technology-based media and things of the sort, I suggest you check out my IPTV show that I do with a couple of friends, which is located at www.techcentric.org. And until next time, this has been TWAT on July 13th, 2006. Have a good night.